Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
Sorry. Good morning.
Really?
Morning.
I'm glad we were faded to black when you were doing all that during the opening of the show.
She's having her giggle fits today.
She made some wild noises and weird things there. And we were kind of faded to black when that started.
I'm sorry.
She's having a giggle fit today.
We are all back here. Carol's back here.
Yep.
You okay? She had, I don't know if she wants me to tell what happened over Halloween.
Oh, my dog passed away.
Yeah.
Mr. Hank,
they can't hear you.
He was a cutie poo.
Carol's beloved dog, Mr. Hank, passed away on Halloween.
Yeah.
We all feel a little sad for that.
I'm
but
sorry.
She's a trooper. She's here. She's in the studio.
He would have been 18 January.
Wow.
No. Yeah.
He would have been 18.
Yeah.
And she's up there with Connie because that's her. Connie was, what, 17?
Yeah.
15
when 15. Connie passed.
And also this past Monday, it was also my sister's cat's birthday. She turned 18.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yep. Yes, Miss Lollipop. She's named after the Lollipop Guild from Wizard of Oz.
I asked Carol in text if she felt up to coming in.
Yes.
And she needed some more time to mourn, and she made it in.
Yeah.
Before I forget, know your Berkshires coming up this month, the last show of the year, will be United Cerebral Palsy. See, I remember this time. Remember, it's time to plug it. So we're taping that on the 20th.
Well, you're used to doing stuff for the Cerebral Palsy Tour.
We're taping that on the 20th, so that should run probably during the week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. She's nodding yes. We can't hear her. She doesn't want a microphone on her, so.
The
big news is we actually premiered it yesterday on the Beatles show.
Oh, yeah.
The last Beatles song.
Yeah. Yes.
What's everybody think? I'm sure everybody's heard it. I'm sure everybody here has heard it.
Exactly.
I think even though they did use some AI with
The AI was because what it was is let's put this right out there. It was an old demo tape that John had, sort of like what Free as a Bird was.
Oh, okay.
And all the AI did was pull his voice out. So that you could actually
make his voice more dominant.
Make more dominant than it was in Free as a Bird.
Yeah.
So that's and then of course George's guitar riffs and all that.
Yeah.
And they redid Love Me
and,
Do.
George's part. Yeah.
The flip side of the 45 is Love Me Do. The 2023 remix of Love Me Do.
Oh, that's
which,
nice.
Which again we played yesterday on the Beatles show.
One thing that they turned on, they said when I saw the video for it, and Paulie turned around and says, exactly, if, you know, all the Beatles were together and everybody, you know, present and accounted for were alive, he turned around and he says, that would be something that the boys would dabble in.
Yeah.
Because they were thrill seekers, they would dabble in anything that they wanted to do. And that would have been something definitely they would have wanted to do. You knew John.
John was an unusual person.
He was quite outspoken about anything and how he felt about it. You know he would have done it.
John was always the one trying to figure out, you know, the newest technology for making music. So either him or George. So
exactly.
I thought the video for it
was done real well because it mixed the two remaining Beatles together.
Exactly.
Paul and Ringo were there. And then they intermixed some old footage of John Lennon and George Harrison.
Yes. And the way that they did it, they made John do exactly as he always does, you know, with his hands moving back and forth.
I still want to know where they got that
silly
footage from.
Yeah.
It was something else because that would have been something, yeah, John would have done, you know.
Well, yeah, they did live up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We enjoyed it very much.
It did live up to the theme that they had for the song Now and Then. And pictures of and video of them then and what is now with Ringo and Molly. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
And also,
I like the concept of it. It was really cool.
Yeah. And then they highlighted some of it to make it, you know, the last photos of John and George, and that was about as good as they could get, you know. But I thought it was very, very nice and well done. So I'll give you snaps on that.
Kudos
one.
Kudos to Peter Jackson.
Exactly.
Yeah,
put that together.
Oh, wow, really?
Are we going to mention your early, like pre-Thanksgiving Christmas package you got today?
Yes.
Should I?
Oh, please do.
Yes, please do.
All right, well, everybody knows, I'm sure everybody knows after almost 5 years of the Beatles Forever that I'm a huge Beatles fan. And I had, I guess, my 15th copy of Double Fantasy since 1980, either on vinyl or cassette or CD or whatever. And I had an old copy, which actually from 1980, which got played like crazy because now it's all skipping, which I donated to the studio, and they're going to put up on the wall for that. But got in the mail a brand spanking new, never before opened copy of John Lennon and Yoko Ono's Double Fantasy.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, my love.
I haven't seen a copy of that record like that since I bought it in 1980.
Well, that was the whole idea of finding it and asking Sis to go ahead and help get it for us there, Captain Skippy.
So that went on the turn. That went on my turntable this morning.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did.
I don't know. And I guess everybody's right. That's why vinyls may come back, that there just is no sound like vinyl. You can't get it off MP3. You can't get it off of CD.
No.
There's just no sound like there is on vinyl.
Well, they clear everything up and, you know, they take all the snaps and crackles out of it.
The snaps and crackles came from actually playing. I mean, they don't come new like that. That's from wear and tear from playing them.
Exactly.
And someone who plays those albums a lot.
Yeah, I remember. They used to be really, really wonderful and everything. And every time you hear our song,
they actually made it on thicker vinyl this time. Digitally remastered the original tapes that they cut the vinyl from.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there's a little bit more of a bass to it and the bass is a little higher and the vocal is a little, we actually compared and contrasted. The original 1980 album on afterwards, and you can see how they remastered
they boosted up the sound a little bit, but still
it's all there.
That gave you the world's biggest smile
from the tapes. Now we have another copy of Double Fantasy to add to the 27 copies of Double Fantasy that I've had over the years.
And may I say one thing? Thanks to my baby daughter, that with her and they wouldn't if the packages got all between what she bought and I bought. The box was too big to go inside the mail slot thing, so they left her a message to her. This is not going to be going in there. So God bless her heart. Her and Josh, they went all the way to the post office. She stood in that line for a half an hour just to get that box.
And who would have thunk it that in 2023 vinyl made a comeback?
Yeah.
That's true.
They're so quick to get rid of it and replace it with CDs.
Yeah.
And all the DJs found out, all these house DJs and
how old is
commercial
that?
Radio DJs found out, hey, vinyl is actually sounds better than MP3 and CD. So vinyl making a big comeback now.
Yes.
And it's what, 44 years
43.
Old? 43. No, I thought it was 44.
43. Going to be 44.
1980 to 2023. It's 43 years.
And also another thing that's making a comeback, cassette tapes.
Oh, what are you going to do?
Yes, because I think Now and Then is on cassette too.
Yes,
I think
it is.
Peter Jackson and Paul McCartney put that out on cassette.
Yeah, because
we're not
going to
discuss
the
4 hours on the air on Halloween.
I'm not kidding.
Night.
Blank cassettes are making a comeback for people to go ahead
and
to remake mixtapes. You know the mixtape.
No mixtapes.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding. They're selling them again.
Started.
They're selling the blank tapes again.
The blank tapes.
Yes, those mixed love tapes. The one your dad just sat there and made for me.
It took a week.
Yeah.
But we finally recovered.
Yes.
From 4 hours of live radio.
Oh, my God.
2 hours with the Beatles show. And in the final hour of that, we did some spooky songs. And then 2 hours of the Halloween Spooktacular number 4.
Yes.
Yeah, and when I got up out of the chair, I looked like a paralyzed crab.
So we still have the holiday.
So
the holiday Spooktacular coming up.
Yeah.
That we're going to try to book for around
Halloween
Christmas.
Jolly Spooktacular. Holly
Jolly Spooktacular.
There you go.
WTBR Holly Jolly Spooktacular.
I learned a valuable lesson. Don't sit in a wooden chair without a pillow.
Right. Well, we got you a better chair now. So.
I got myself a little desk chair.
On to subjects of the day. Let's start with AEW.
Oh God, yes.
The big shocker of AEW.
Yes. Sorry,
yes,
WWE.
Folks. Yes, folks, the woo is real. Ric Flair, of all people, signed a multi-year contract with AEW.
Yes, the Nature Boy. You never thought that this man would go ahead.
No, and cross the board.
And go to another company after he came back from being in, from like WCW back in... In the early 2000s, you never thought this. You never thought he'd say, you know what, Trips, it's been real, it's been fun. I can't say it's been real fun.
Here's another kicker that I read this morning. When Charlotte's contract is up, she's retiring from the WWE.
Really?
Ooh. I know what she's probably going to do. She's probably going to end up managing her husband.
Oh, yes.
Her husband, Andrade El Idolo.
On AEW.
Yep. I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. Her husband's there. Her father's there.
So what else?
Why not?
Exactly.
So subject of the day.
Huh.
We're going to go geeky here. You had brought up. Who was the best starship captain?
I decided.
Captain James T. Kirk.
Yes.
Commander Sisko. Captain Janeway. Or Jean-Luc Picard.
Yes, I decided to be that person.
How do we break that down?
I decided to be that person. And
we're not going to include Scott Bakula in on that.
No. I figured I'd ask that question to all the Trekkies out there. Who do you, in your mind, best captain, and which captain went ahead and actually tried to protect the Prime Directive instead of violating it 18 zillion times.
None of them.
None of them. They all went against
they
it.
They all violated the Prime Directive.
Yeah, but who went ahead and decided, you know, we're not going to violate it every week?
None of them.
None of them did.
I think Janeway was the closest one to actually try not to.
With Janeway's problem is when she got out there in the Delta Quadrant, the Prime Directive no longer applied.
Yeah,
when
exactly.
When the Borg sent Voyager out to the Delta Quadrant, that kind of nixed the Prime Directive. She did whatever she had to do to get her crew home.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true, but think about it. Even then, she tried not to really violate it. Where Kirk went ahead and violated it every time he met a new woman.
Violated so much as kind of bent it a little bit.
Bent it a little bit?
Kobayashi Maru.
Really? Really?
Okay, mm-hmm. So he blew up a couple of starships here and there. I mean, what's the point?
Exactly.
Admiral Kirk went ahead and messed up that Prime Directive on a daily basis, man.
On a daily basis.
He was in jail for it.
Okay.
He wasn't in jail for it. He got demoted. And he didn't get demoted for, well.
He got court-martialed.
Whoa. In the movies, he didn't get demoted for the Prime Directive. He got demoted for stealing a starship, hence the NCC 1701.
Yes, but still.
He got demoted for sabotaging the other ship.
He got court-martialed.
He got demoted.
And then he got court-martialed.
But he got
court-martialed from the Klingons. I don't want
to
hear
that
it.
That had nothing to do with the Prime Directive. That
don't
was
care.
Stealing a starship.
Don't care.
Kind of a difference there.
Yeah, but
anybody
want to
know
church?
Who my favorite captain is?
Who's your favorite captain?
Jean-Luc Picard.
Sir Patrick Stewart. Why? And yeah. Why is Jean-Luc Picard your favorite captain?
Why? I don't know. I like the French.
Okay, you realize he's English, but that's beside the point.
I love the way he does
she
it.
She likes the backstory that they have for John.
Exactly.
For Jean-Luc.
Exactly. And he was always.
You know who I thought she was going to say?
And how dignified he was with it.
You know who I thought she was going to say?
Ha, who?
And she surprised me because I thought she was going to say number one.
Commander
William T. Riker, played by Jonathan Frakes.
Nah.
Well, yeah, Riker.
I love.
Now he violated the Prime Directive a few times.
Yeah.
You want to talk about number? Talk about.
I'm not going to say how, but
commands,
yeah.
More than Kirk
did.
I can honestly say
no, but Kirk ranks it up there with him with how many times?
Well, no. Okay, let's hold on. Star Trek: The Original Series was on the air for 2 years.
Yeah.
Only two.
Only two seasons.
Yeah.
It only had
two.
One season. But everybody wrote into Desilu Studios.
Yes,
Lucy Arnaz and Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz owned what is now Paramount Pictures, and wrote to them and said, "Put it on for another year." So
and
they
also
renewed
Lou.
It. They renewed it for another year,
and,
and then they tried to do that for a third year, and Desilu said, "Yeah, I don't think so."
Yeah, because
TNG. Star Trek: The Next Generation was on for 8 years.
Yeah.
So Jean-Luc had a lot more time to violate Prime Directives than William Riker, than Shatner did.
Yeah, that's
and he
true.
Didn't even in the movies, he didn't violate it that much. So
yeah.
You'd
yeah,
have to
get
violate the Prime Directive to Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah.
Because you can't, like I said, you can't count Janeway because she was in the Delta Quadrant.
No. Sisko is another one. He didn't really do
anything. Sisko was too by the book.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Well, after...
That's why they gave him a space station.
Yeah. That's why they gave him Deep Space Nine.
That's why they gave him Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, he was too much of a stuffed shirt. I'm sorry.
No, it's too much by the book. Now, if anybody was going to violate anything, it would have been Odo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no, Quark. Quark.
I don't know, changeling as compared to a Ferengi.
A Ferengi will go ahead and
Yeah, but Quark
ran
the bar.
Well, go ahead and do that just for money.
Quark was running the bar.
It was.
Yeah.
Odo, played by the late Rene Auberjonois, was Rene Auberjonois was more in the command aspect of Deep Space Nine than Quark was.
Exactly.
Remember, Quark ran
the
bar.
Yeah, I know, but think about it.
I don't know. I've seen Geordi violated a few times. LeVar Burton.
Yeah, he did.
But he had to in order to keep, you know, the ship going.
Riker
had to do what he had to do.
Riker went ahead and did it mostly because of the Borg. Because they had to go attack the Borg to go get John Luke.
Cutis.
Yes, or
Cutis.
Talking about anyone on there, how about the fact that the doctor turned and when she had to go ahead.
Beverly.
She had to do a lot of things.
Yeah, especially with Picard. Man, did she violate the Prime Directive a couple of times.
Yeah. You actually know what the Prime Directive is?
Yes, is when you don't go ahead and cause any changes to the ecosystem of that planet.
Okay, so with that being said, how did Beverly ever violate the Prime Directive?
Really?
We can do this all day. Well, for the next 9 minutes we can, but...
That's
only half an hour show now.
She went ahead and supplied military-grade weapons to criminals to go ahead and trade for her son.
And then later on, her son disses her and shows up on The Big Bang Theory with Johnny Galecki and
I'm talking about Jack when he went ahead and tried to kill him, when he tried to call Jack Picard. She gave them military grade weapons.
Her other son.
For her other son.
Mm-hmm. Her second.
So she violated that hard.
Who we never saw again after that episode. Sort of like Wesley.
No, we went ahead. No,
Wesley lasted one season.
Wait a minute.
He went on to go ahead and to be part of the Academy.
Yeah, then
yes,
and
he did.
Then he went on to run a podcast with Johnny Galecki and Kaylee Cuoco and The Big Bang Theory.
Not that son.
The second son.
We're not talking.
Okay, the second son. Okay, wasn't Wesley?
It wasn't Wes.
The second son, the one she had
with Jack Picard.
Exactly, the one she had was Jean-Luc.
Okay, what part of TNG have y'all been watching? Because
I'm talking about Picard, dude.
Oh, on Picard.
Yes.
I'm like, we're not talking about Picard.
Don't care.
Don't care. Part of
still
canon still counts.
It still counts. To us ladies, it still counts.
Okay.
It's part of canon, it still counts.
But wait.
Thank you.
Wait. Jean-Luc, at that point in time, is retired from Starfleet.
Mm-hmm. Beverly isn't.
Whoa. He's retired from Starfleet. So he has no interest in the Prime Directive anymore.
No, but Beverly wasn't. She's still an officer of Starfleet at that
time.
Thank
you.
So you skipped way ahead. Well, we started out with Star Trek: The Next Generation, and you've gone all the way into Picard.
I said
she switched gears. Leave her alone.
Series.
Yeah.
When I went ahead and came up with this idea, all series. So on you.
Thank you. It's a woman's prerogative to change her mind and do what she wanted to do. So that's what she did.
So you just couldn't stay in 8 years of TNG. We had to go to the 10 episodes of Picard.
Yes. It's still in that little
high
realm
five.
Of TNG. So, on you.
Thank you. We got you theirs. Don't make us watch or ask us to watch stuff that you don't care.
It's still in.
We enjoyed it. We enjoyed it when we watched it.
What? It's still the crew.
At first,
He got him out of retirement to go help Beverly.
I remember the first time I ever watched one. I felt like, oh God, he's making me watch something that I'm not going to want to watch. Never felt that way ever again after I started watching.
Because you got into Riker and Deanna's love story.
Riker.
Jonathan
Yeah, yeah
Frakes.
I know you got into Riker. And now sometimes she got into, she like Deanna
she's also, too. She also watched North and South, too.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
That's where Jonathan
and I
Frakes,
also used to watch his wife.
That's where Jonathan Frakes and Jeannie Francis met. And Jeannie Francis from, who plays Laura on General Hospital.
Thank you. That's where I followed all of it. I don't care. I like the stories.
But you notice we didn't touch too much on Wesley doing a podcast on the Big Bang Theory.
Hey, I was...
Hey!
I've been sitting there watching it. So far, we've had all kinds of Star Trek people on the Big Bang Theory. And then we've had, Wesley on there
You had Wesley, you had...
LeVar.
Jordy LeVar Burton. You had Walter Koenig. Not Walter Koenig, but Sulu.
George Takei.
George Takei.
And then you had late Leonard Nimoy.
The voice only of Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
William Shatner. Yeah.
James Earl Joe. Oh, that's Star Wars.
Star Carrie Wars. Fisher. Star.
Yes. And yeah, I love that episode. That was funny. James, don't make me. That's not funny anymore.
That was the first time they actually went ahead and met face to face because James recorded his lines.
Right. Yeah. James Earl Jones would record his lines
and she
in the
never
studio afterwards. Yeah. After all the shooting was over on the film, so Carrie Fisher and James Earl Jones. In 1977, during the Star Wars saga, actually never met.
Oh my God, really?
That episode of Big Bang Theory, where James Earl Jones and Carrie Fisher are together, that's the first time that they've actually met.
Really?
Since the Star Wars saga. Remember, when they did the shooting, when they shot the movie, he would run lines with Sebastian Shaw.
Yeah,
or David Prowse.
And David Prowse, yeah.
And then it would go back to the soundstage. It would be in a studio like this where James Earl Jones would actually do his lines as Darth Vader. So James and Carrie never met.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when she finally did meet him, she went in and ran up to him with her arms out and yelled, "Dad!" Because you know how Carrie was. Carrie was a hoot.
You got to remember, you're working with a person who had bipolar, so.
And went ahead and roasted her boss. I wanted a film ceremonies.
Yes.
And also went ahead and roasted her on-screen husband.
Oh yes.
Yes.
I'm so low.
Yes, she roasted Harrison. Honey.
The droid and, for Han Solo.
And also, if you watch it, the clips from it are behind. Right,
so
or
really
any
quick,
time.
Because we're running out of time.
It's really cool.
She was of a mother treating Adam Driver. Yeah.
Yes.
She was treating
the
him.
Map.
Yep.
You've seen it.
Yeah, she went ahead and babied him.
You know I can take what I want.
Yes. She went ahead and babied him and
Daisy
a lot.
Really quick, I read this today, too. Star Wars Episode 10.
Uh-huh.
No cause for it.
I forgot the name of it. Jedi Reborn or something with Daisy Ridley.
Yeah.
No. May 2026.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
And we got to go.
Okay.
Yes.
Quick half
Bye.
Hour.
Yes.
We are out of here.
Have a good one, everyone.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.